Greetings, friends. Alyssa here with this week's epistle. The Exodus narrative has captivated my religious imagination these past few weeks. As I shared last Sunday, so much of my story, and perhaps of your story, is found in the sacred story of the people of God and God's presence among them. But I've also noticed how individuals in the story become who they are in and through community. Or, in the poet E.E. Cummings' words, "I am through you, so I." Take Moses. At the burning bush in Exodus 3 and 4, God calls Moses to carry out God's dream of freedom for the people. Terrified, Moses offers a series of objections culminating in this plea, which I love. "Oh my Lord, please send someone else." But by last Sunday's story of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, we see a bold Moses who singularly is willing to draw near to the thick darkness where God was, while the others stood at a distance. How does Moses of this earlier Exodus story become Moses? "Let my people go, Moses. Ascend the mountain, Moses." What I am noticing today is that this person grows into the Moses we know, capable of leading and interceding in a time of upheaval through community, because of his yes to journey with the people of God. I am wondering how you have become you in and through community. How has St. Anne's or other communities of which you are a part shaped you? Perhaps we can offer our gratitude for these communities, even in this season of physical distancing. Blessings, friends.